Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Back at all the Verizon Yankees postgame show, the Yankees 7 and the Angels 3. Yankees salvage the series after losing the first three. Needed to snap the six-game losing streak. They did exactly that and exceeded the run total from the six-game losing streak combined. They put up 7 on the board today and run past the Angels 7-3. We'll hear from Aaron Boone in just a moment. First, our Yankees rewind. And Carlos Rodon is a guy you want on the mound in a big spot where you got to fend off a losing streak. Max Fried, Carlos Rodon, the 1-2 punch this year has been excellent at basically all times. The Rodon, to start his day, got a fly ball to deep center from Zach Neto. Nice play by Grisham. So casually running near the right center field wall, sticking up the glove, pulling it in. What a way. Then Rodon got much softer contact from Nolan Schaudwell. A little tapper towards first, easily handled by Goldschmidt. But with two away, Mike Trout stepped to the plate.
Taken out of this game. Here's a pitch driven deep to left center field. Headed for the bullpen and gone. Into the bullpen, 1-0 Angels. Mike Trout with home run number 12, RBI number 28. He went down and got it and all barrel. Got out in a hurry well over the 399 sign. 1-0 Angels.
And the Yankees would strike back against fellow lefty Tyler Anderson. Paul Goldschmidt, boy, does he like hitting left-handers. He smoked a double down the left field line to start the day. Cody Bellinger banged a single, but the Yankees, it didn't appear like they would move that line along. We've seen this a couple of days where they get two on and do nothing with it. Aaron Judge struck out on the change, but how about Giancarlo Stanton? Stanton putting one towards the middle and legging it out for a fielder's choice. Goes 4-6. It was challenged to see if foot was on the bag. It indeed was. Giancarlo Stanton with a fielder's choice grounder to pull the Yankees level, even the score. But top of the second inning, Angels struck right back against Carlos Rodon. Joe Adell, for a second straight day, a 9th time in his last 21 games, he parked a home run, a booming home run at that, to give the Angels the lead. 2 of the 3 solo home runs that Carlos Rodon did allow. But trailing 2-1, bottom two, 2 away, DJ LeMahieu, right after Anthony Volpe's leadoff walk had been wiped clean by an Austin Wells 3-3-6 double play. Well, LeMahieu, that classic inside-out swing, base hit to right. Trent Grisham, 2 away, looking to give the Yankees some life again. Once again, looking up at this Angels team. A 2-1 game. Here's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
Drives one. Right center field. Looking up Adell. Say goodbye. A 2-run homer. Trent Grisham. And the Yankees have a 3-2 lead with 2 outs here in the second inning. He jumped on that first pitch. 14th homer. RBIs 29 and 30.
That's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune to our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, you'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. So a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets, 10 a.m., 11 a.m. tomorrow, our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. With 2 out, no less, Trent Grisham turning the score around, giving the Yankees the lead back at 3-2. And in an eye blink, it was 4-2, thanks to Paul Goldschmidt.
Pauly lines one down the left field line. That's going to stay fair. Goodbye. A bullet home run by Paul Goldschmidt, his 8th. RBI's number 32, and the Yankee lead goes to 4-2.
And boosting that batting average against left-handers to .431. He's got 5 of his 8 homers this year against lefties, Paul Goldschmidt. It's like a beach ball when he's batting against a left-hander throughout the season, throughout his career. Just look at the splits throughout his career. It is iconic. And after Joe Adell's homer in the second inning, Rodon, he settled in really nicely. With the lead, with that 3-run second, Yankees already had 4 runs on the board, which felt like a lot considering the last few days. Rodon only allowed 1 hit, second inning through the 6th inning. 1 hit over that span. But after retiring Mike Trout in that 6th inning, Taylor Ward stepped to the plate.
2-2. Swung on a hit to right center field. Grisham tracking and looking up, and it's gone in the 3rd row. A home run for Taylor Ward, his 19th.
And Ward, 50 RBIs with that swing on June 19th, no less. Not even halfway through the season, 50 RBIs for Taylor Ward. One of 3 solo home runs Rodon allowed, but That was it. No other real blemishes. Struck out Travis d'Arnaud for his seventh punch out. That was the next hitter. And the final guy he would face today, Joe Adell, took him deep. Back in that second inning, Rodon bore down. Got him to fly to right field. A lazy fly ball put away by Judge. And Rodon, a quality start, a strong start. Six innings, a four-hit, three-run ball, one walk, and seven strikeouts. By the way, that insurance run for Rodon, the Goldschmidt home run, part of the three-run third. That's our electrifying drive of the game, brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. So Rodon, win number 9 on the season, with six innings, a three-run ball, one walk, and seven strikeouts. And after Jonathan Loaisiga and Mark Leiter Jr. were tag-teaming those late innings, Yankees, it appeared, you know, they were destined for a pretty nice night. Leiter and easy, 1-2-3, seventh inning. Loaisiga, the easy eighth. One out in the seventh inning, Yankees would add some insurance for their bullpen. Grisham continued his hot hitting. It was 5-for-15 after that home run that flipped the score in the second inning. Well, how about adding more? A double into the right center field gap, and Paul Goldschmidt couldn't come through at the top of the order. You definitely spare him that one after his damage earlier in the day. Cody Bellinger stepped to the dish, looking for that insurance run.
Grisham, two outs, he's at second. And the pitch. Swing on, hit hard, right side, base hit, into right field. Grisham coming around third. Here's the throw by Wade. It is off wide. Digging for second. In there with a side. Oh, they threw him out at second, but the run scores beforehand. The run does count.
Yeah, Bellinger looking to stretch on his third hit of the day. He scored that 9-2-6, but didn't matter because Grisham was already hustling home, and that throw was way up the line. So Grisham home on Bellinger's third hit of the day. He's got five hits across his last 2 days, a sign of him getting going. Once again, Bellinger streaky this year, but in a good way. When he's hot, he is sizzling hot. So five hits the last 2 days, and also a sign of the Yankee offense as a whole getting going. Speaking of Leiter, speaking of Loaisiga, the bullpen, Devin Williams in the ninth inning. How about that eighth inning for Jonathan Loaisiga and the couple of defensive plays that started it against the top of the order?
And a pitch from Loaisiga swung on and bounced to third. Backing up is Jazz. He'll have to really gun it over there. Nice dig by Paul. Wow, what a play. Here's Shanwell. First baseman swings and hits, knocks the glove off of Loaisiga. Fielded by DJ. Throw over to first. Nine, he got him. Bang, bang, play.
It literally took Loaisiga's glove off and deflected to DJ LeMahieu, and they just got the hustling Sean Wells. So that helped Loaisiga get through the top of the order. Mike Trout, the two-out single to center. Another laser beam by Trout, who had himself a series. 6-for-15 here in the Bronx. First time he's seen him at Yankee Stadium in quite some time because of all the injuries that have kept him out of any Yankees-Angels meetings. But Trout making the most of this opportunity. The Yankees held serve today with two out in that eighth inning. Taylor Ward bounced into a fielder's choice, and that paved way for the bottom of the eighth inning when the Yankees added two situational hitting after that second rain delay. You know, Judge had doubled earlier in the inning against Hector Neris. Stanton had walked. The rain delay, about half an hour. Brock Burke, the left-hander, came on after the delay. Jazz, a perfect bunt up the first base side for a bunt base hit. Yankees' first bunt base hit of the year. Loaded the bases, past the outstretched glove of Burke. Loaded the bases for Volpe, who got the job done. A soft grounder to second, scored a run. And Austin Wells, a sacrifice fly to left to follow. And the Yankees added two. A 7-3 lead. Devin Williams struck out the side in the ninth inning to complete this bounce-back victory. And we have the windows closed at the stadium. We just heard loud thunder, emblematic of the entire weather day, the two different rain delays, the heat, the sunshine, the thunder, the lightning. Now we're hearing even louder thunder, but it happened. This version of the weather happened right after the final out. So a nice end to this day. Yankees snap their six-game losing streak with a 7-3 win over the Angels. Anything you may have missed, Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage for our flagship WFAN. Coming up here from the manager, Aaron Boone, on the Verizon Yankees postgame show, WFAN Yankees Radio.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.